The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning the laws of Trumos and Maisros, which can be found at the back of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We are doing Simen Vav, which is the very last chapter in these halachas. And we will be discussing how to separate Chumas and Maisros today in practical application. So let's just recap. There are a number of types of separation which must be done from produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael. The first thing is Truma. We said that Truma is supposed to be given normally to a Kohen. But today, when we assume that the Kohen would be impure and would not be allowed to eat it anyhow, it is sufficient to merely take off a minimal amount from the produce and to respectfully destroy it. In addition, there's also a mitzvah of Maaser Rishon, which is 10% of the produce, which is supposed to be given to a Levi. We pointed out that some are of the opinion that it is not necessary to give it to a Levi today. This is certainly true if the fruits that we are separating are not tevel vada, they're not certainly untithed, but they're suffic tevel, it's questionably untithed, in which case the Levi would be required to prove that he's entitled to the fruit. Since he is not able to prove that, then we would be required to separate 10%, but we would not necessarily have to give it over to the Levi. Some produce requires the separation of Maaser Sheni, others require Maaser Ani. It is possible that when produce comes our way, we won't know from which year it is. But if it's a doubt as to whether it is necessary to give Maaser Ani on it, then what we say is one must separate the 10% for the Maaser Ani. And since the poor person cannot prove that it's his, then we are allowed to eat it ourselves. In other words, the separation is still a requirement. The actual giving it over, that's a monetary question, and that we have a principle is that when there's a doubt to whom the fruits belong, we say it belongs to whoever is holding it initially, and therefore one is not required to give it over to a poor person in a situation of doubt. However, the Maaser Sheni, or the possible Maaser Sheni, would have to be redeemed onto a coin, which we described in the previous siman. And then the fruit themselves could be eaten, because they would no longer have Kedusha to it. Same thing would be true of Netter Ravoi. It would have to be redeemed, and then the fruit itself could be eaten because it no longer has any sanctity to it. What we did not discuss yet was Terumas Maaser, which is normally that which the Levi would have to give to the Kohen. It would be 10% from that which he received. Since he received 10%, we're talking about 1% of the original Tevel. And if we are not giving the Maaser Rishon over to a Levi, then the original owner of the fruit would have to separate the Terumas Maaser himself. And even if we are intending to give it over to a Levi, he would not be allowed to eat from the Tevel until Terumas Maaser had been separated. So again, Terumas Maaser would be 1% of the net remaining portion of the produce, and that would have Kedusha to it, and therefore would have to be respectfully disposed of. So now we're ready for the actual process. So the halacha is notel min haperos, one should take from the produce, mikol min vermin, from each species independently, which means that if I have a mixture of apples and oranges and tomatoes and cucumbers, I have to separate from their apples and oranges and tomatoes and cucumbers. I can't separate from one species onto another. How much must be separated? Ktsas yoser mimeis, a little bit more than 1%. How much more? It doesn't matter. Any amount more. Ubetavel vadai, and if the produce was tavel vadai, which means that we know for sure that there were no separations of trumas and maishras done from it, mivarech, he should make the following bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvosav, v'tzivanu lahafrish terumos umasros, that he commanded us to separate terumos and maishras. V'omer, and then he says the following formula. Yoser mi'echad mi'meir sheyeshkan. Whatever is in excess of the 1% that is here, remember we said you're taking out more than 1%. So whatever is in excess of the 1%, harehu teruma gedola bitzad sefono, that would be, from now on, considered to be teruma gedola on its northern side. Now the reason why we say the northern side, not because there's anything special about the north specifically, but you have to designate specifically, what is the Truma Gedola? Now, I don't have to separate, I don't have to cut off the Truma Gedola from the portion that I separated, but all I'm saying is that whatever is in excess of that 1%, notice the northernmost excess of the 1%, that would be considered Truma Gedola. Remember that we said that Truma Gedola has no minimum share for it, at least today. And therefore, it could be the tiniest crumb that would be sufficient. Okay. Now, how about the 1% itself? So far, we only dealt with the excess of the 1%. How about the 1%? So now I say, oso echad mimeir sheyeshkan, that 1% that can be found here, for od tisha cholokim kemoso, and another 9 portions like it, bitzad sofon shalaperas, which are on the northern part of the fruit, meaning the part I did not separate, harehu maisa rishon, so they would be considered maisa rishon. So remember, maisa rishon is 10% that normally is supposed to be given to the levi. Now, if you have multiple types of produce here, you should say kol min almina. Each one is taking effect on its own species. Also, echad mimeya sharasisiv maiserishon. Now, going back to the section that I separated, so the 1% that is there, asui trumas maiser, that will be designated as trumas maiser, which means that in better times it is supposed to be given over to a kohen. Okay, so now it depends what year it is, what year the fruits are from. Because if it's in a Maisa Sheni year, I say Umaisa Sheni Bidromo. I say Maisa Sheni will be on the south side of the produce. Remember, Maisa Sheni has to be 10%. If it's a Maisa Ani year that the fruits are from, I say Umaisa Ani Bidromo, that the Maisa Ani would be on the south side. And again, I should say, kol min almina, if I have multiple types of produce there, I should say each species onto its own type. U'mechulo hu v'chumshay apruta b'matbeya, and it will be desanctified. This is only in the Maisa Sheni year. I say, it should be desanctified, it and its chomesh, on the pruta, which is in the coin, sheyachadati l'chilo maisa sheni, which I have designated for the purpose of desanctifying maisa sheni. Now, in the event that it is from a maisa sheni year, but it's worth less than a pruta, so then he should say, umachulahu v'chumshai b'shavyav b'matbeya. He should say that he wants to separate it and an additional fifth according to its value onto the coin, meaning you don't say onto the pruta because it's worth less than the pruta. Now, what do you do if you have a doubt what year the fruits are from? You don't know. You just bought fruit. You don't know whether it's a Maisa Sheni year or Maisa Ani year. So then you say Maisa Sheni Bidromo V'chulo, means you could also say about M'chulo Hu V'chumshol al pruta b'makbeah, if it's more than the pruta. V'im tzarech ma'isa ani, this is what you say. You say, im tzarech ma'isa ani, if it requires ma'isa ani, yehei ma'isa ani bidromo, then you say ma'isa ani, which should be in the south side. And this way you covered your bases, whether it's a ma'isa sheni year, a ma'isa ani year, in any case you're covered. Now, if you have a doubt whether there might be revoi fruits there as well, you say, im heim neta revoi. If it is fruit that grew in the fourth year, meaning not the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, but the fourth year since the sapling was planted, or replanted, if that's the case. So, then you say, imheim neter revai, if they are neter revai, yil mechulalim, then they should be desanctified, heim vechumsham bipruta, they and an additional fifth unto a pruta. So that is the text that is said when one is doing the haprasha. Now we proceed with the instructions that are necessary for the separation. He says, hachelek, Shem Mafrish, the portion which was divided, meaning this is what's greater than 1% of each type of species. Tzarech Lios Mukof Imshar HaPeros. It has to be enclosed together with the other fruits. Imakol Bebayis Echad V'Einam Bekelim. If all of it is in one home, and none of it is in any type of utensil, harezeh mukaf, that's already considered enclosed. For example, let's say I am separating trumas and maisros from apples. So if some apples are in a basket, then all of them have to be in a basket. However, if none of the apples are in a basket, for example, they're just on the kitchen table, then it's acceptable to do the hafrasha, even though the portion from which I'm separating is also not in any kli, not in any utensil. Ukishehem muvdalim zeh mizeh, and when they are separate one from the other, shemunachim bekelim o bakbukim, such as they are put in utensils or in bottles, Yesh likarev hakelim, so one should bring the different utensils close to each other, kidei sheyigo hakelim zebezeh, so that the utensils will be touching each other. So for example, let's say I have a salad which is divided into two kelim, two bowls. So I could put the two bowls next to each other and thereby be mafris, trumas and maisris from all of the different types of vegetables in the salad, and I don't have to view them as two separate departments because it's in two separate bowls. V'im hakelim sigurim, and if the utensils are closed, af zeh einu moel, even this is insufficient. Meaning it's not sufficient to put them close to each other. Ubishas hadchak, and under extenuating circumstances where there is no alternative, efshar lahafrish af shalom min amukaf, one is even allowed to separate even though it is not enclosed. Okay, so now he makes another qualification about the text that one says. If you recall, when we are reading through the text, we several times added in the word v'chumsho and an additional fifth. So now he qualifies that. He says, hapode perosav al matbeah shel chavero, one who redeems his fruit on the coin of his friend, o peros chavero al matbeah shel atzma, or his friend's fruits on his own coin, kidle'il simen hesef gimel, like we said before in the previous chapter, Eino omer v'chumsho, so he would not say the word v'chumsho. Meaning, the word v'chumsho is only said when both the fruit and the coin belong to the same person. Yesh omim, there are those that say, she'isha hapode ma'isa sheni, if a woman is redeeming ma'isa sheni, Eina omeres v'chumsho. She also never says the word v'chumsho. V'ayin b'zeh b'poskim. See what the poskim write about this. Now, what does one do if they don't have this lengthy text of the hafrashas trumas and maisers with them, but yet they want to separate trumas and maisers? So he says, das chazon ish. It is the opinion of the chazon ish. Shemi shebirashuso nusach hafrasha. Anyone who has in his domain the text of separation, meaning it's in a siddur, or it's in his house someplace, v'ein biyada hanusach, but it's not in his hands right now, it's not available to him. Let's say, for example, shehu baderech, where he's traveling, v'eino baki lahafresh, and he's not an expert in all of the details of separation. So what he could do is, yitel yoser mi echad mi meyer, he should take more than 1%, like we said before. V'yomer, he should say the following. Ko hafrashos v'hachilulim, all of the various separations and the desanctification, yochulu kakosuv banusach shebersursi kados. They should take effect according to the text that I have in my domain, and it should follow the halacha. Meaning, it's sufficient for them to rely on the text, even though they don't have it in front of them. V'talmud chacham lo yargil b'zeh. Someone who is a Talmud Chacham should not become accustomed to doing this, but rather he should learn the text and learn and understand what he's doing. There is one more thing that needs to be pointed out on the topic of fruits of Eretz Yisrael which are brought to Chutz Laretz. It is the mainstream view of the poskim that such produce does require Hafrashas Trumas and Maisras, since it originated in Eretz Yisrael and it was grown by Jews. However, there is a minority view that contends that if someone eats fruits of Eretz Yisrael in the Chutz Laretz, they do not need to separate Trumas and Maisras. And this is quoted in the name of Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer. However, it is the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Aaron Cutler and the Kaf HaChaim, and many others to reject this view, and to say that, again, produce from Eretz Yisrael always needs Hafrashos, Trumas, and Maisras, even if it is consumed in the Chutz Laretz. Now, it is sometimes tempting to say, why bother with the Hafrasha if it is so easy to buy produce in Chutz Laretz that did not grow in Eretz Yisrael? And the consumer is reminded that it is a special mitzvah to support the farmers and the agriculture of Eretz Yisrael. And as long as one is familiar with the halachas of how to separate trumas and maisras, and they have a coin designated for it, it's actually a very easy process, and one should not shy away from eating the produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael.